You're listening to Morning Edition on KPBS, where news matters. It's 5:35. Genomic researchers in San Diego are looking to America's healthy elderly to help them unlock the genetic secrets of lifelong health. Joining us on Morning Edition is Dr. Eric Topol, Director of Scripps Genomic Medicine. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
You say older people hold the secrets of good health. Can you explain?
Well, not all people, but the ones that we've been particularly interested in, what we call the elderly group, which we all would like to be part of. These are people over age 80 who really never had any significant illness in their life, and they're not taking any medication. So they are a very special group.
So you said elderly group. That's an interesting title. What kinds of genes would you say protect the elderly from illness?
Right. So this particular group, who are already in their ninth decade of life and they have never been sick, they, if you look at their genes, their DNA, they should have significant illnesses, like whether it's heart disease or cancers or neurologic diseases like Alzheimer's, but they don't get these. So they have to have what we call modifier genes that cancel out the risk. And that's what we're on the hunt to find and to explain why these people are indeed protected and have an extraordinary health span.
Why has medical research largely ignored the genetics of health?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And we were surprised that our program has attracted so much national attention. And I guess it's just natural that we're kind of a disease-centric world, and particularly on the research side, and we have pet diseases that we're interested in. And it just hasn't been enough interest. Like the National Institutes of Health, most people refer to as the National Institutes of Diseases. And so this is a real switch from that. And hopefully, you know, we're going to make some significant advances. We've already been able to collect over 450 such individuals, so we're well on our way of being able to find over 1,000 elderly people.
And you're looking for volunteers, to donate their DNA to the program's gene bank. How has that worked out?
It's been working exceptionally. We've been getting referrals to the 1-800-SCRIPTS number from the elderly people. It's almost like a super senior Facebook social network that we've been developing here in the San Diego region. And so it's been fantastic. There are so many, remarkably healthy elderly in this region. So we've been fortunate that, you know, that the referrals have largely come from elderly individuals.
And why is San Diego such a good place for this study?
Well, that's a great question. We have recruiters from all over the country, but since we're located here and we have had so many internal referrals, you know, whether it's the high density is attributable to the weather or many other factors, it isn't clear of people, you know, coming out here perhaps in retirement, but it is striking how many people we've been able to find and how just phenomenally intact they are, and of course all the way out into over 100 years old.
And the final question is, how will all this research translate to patient care?
Well, this is really the hope for the future. That is, the way medicine is today, it's so rough and not individualized. That is, whether it's a medication or whether it's a screening test, it's, you know, all things for all people. What we're hoping to find are critical genes and pathways which will lend themselves well to individualized medicine and particularly individualized health.
And that's Dr. Eric Topol, Director of Scripps Genomic Medicine. If you'd like more information about the elderly study, call 1-800-SCRIPTS.
You're listening to Morning Edition.